Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Hello, everyone. Hughesy and I are off on holidays at the moment, not together.
No, separate, completely separate.
But we couldn't leave you without a bit of Hughesy and Kate greatness.
We'll be back in 2019, but until then, enjoy some of our favourite bits from this year. So, we've got a great relationship with the Spud Bar across the road.
Do you? Because I can't remember how this started.
It started when I went
with
in there.
With a handsome Brazilian guy.
Well, I went in there and there was just women lined up for spuds. And I thought, why are there so many women keen for these spuds?
They were normally carb-averse.
And I saw very, you know, very attractive men behind the counter, from, you know, Europeans, or they were just all swarthy.
Handling these hot spuds.
Yeah, and I thought, here we go. The women are being lured in by these hot guys with the spuds.
And you.
Oh, I was there for the spud. I wasn't there for the blokes.
Why do you think the women weren't there for the spuds?
Hot potato. Well, I'm sure they were, but I mean, it was a happy accident for them, I suppose.
Anyway. So, did you coerce the owner into offering you? We had him on the show.
We had him on. No, we had one of the workers on, Felipe, wasn't it?
Oh, yes,
the Brazilian guy.
The Brazilian.
Who told us that sales were up 30%.
After you mentioned them.
After we'd mentioned them on the radio. So then, the next time I went in, I had to pay for a spud, and I thought that's unfair after all I've done for that business.
Right.
So, and then we had the owner on. We had the owner on a couple of times.
Oh, yes. But he was reluctant, wasn't he?
Oh, he's running a business. I understand that. It's not easy.
Have we got the grab of him, though? Because he offered a free spud.
Oh, we do have a grab of him offering a spud. Have a listen. Yeah, it was a beautiful spud. But, Gene.
Yeah, mate.
I had to pay for it.
Oh, buddy. We'll put a VIP picture of you, mate.
All right. So can the next spud for free?
You can have a free one, buddy.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate it.
His name's Gene.
His name's Gene. Yeah, he's handsome as well.
Really?
So, yeah. Then he said that, and then the next time I went in, I didn't get the free spud, and I was disappointed.
He said a free spud, and then he said mates rates.
Yeah, but actually, do you remember when I went in there and it looked like I was going to get a free spud, and the guy said, the till for you. And then Gene phoned up because he'd been watching through the security camera.
That's right, at home.
Because he had a broken Achilles tendon.
And you had to pay half price.
And he gave me half price. But if he hadn't have seen me, I would have got a free spud.
So you haven't seen him since in the flesh.
Well, after that incident, I got a card off Gene.
Which you kept very quiet from all of us in the office.
Saying,
we didn't even know about this card.
Saying I get 100 free spuds. 100. Which is a lot of spuds. And I look,
sorry, can we? I just ask out.
No, I need to be honest
our
here.
Our cast out here.
I need to be.
Who's
got a free spud off my
hand? Who's got a free potato from Hughesy? Did you get one, Sarge?
Never.
Tom?
None.
Mister?
Yeah, I think you answer them all. None.
Casey?
Yeah, just thumbs up, Kath. We don't need to hear verbals from everyone.
Nah.
Hey,
Tim's coming out. Did he get a free spud? Tim?
No.
Jack, have you got a free spud?
No.
Kate, have you got a free spud?
No, I haven't.
No, and I'll tell you why. I often offer you free crab sticks, don't I? All the time.
No, that's dried up.
Yeah,
as
because
well.
I'm on a health kick. You know that.
But
that's
we're
why.
Not.
Yeah, but I am. So I haven't given you free crab sticks
anyway,
for a week or two.
Yeah, tell us.
I don't give you free spuds because I actually feel bad for Gene. If I go in there and say I want 10 spuds, I feel bad for his business. That's why
have you done that before?
No, I haven't.
No.
And that's why I don't do it. That's why I don't give everyone free spuds from my 100 card. Because I.
What if you just offered us one a day? So you could do, Katie gets her spud.
I'm actually reluctant to go in there with my own card and get my own free spuds. And
what sort of card is it?
Did they just make it up? And look, here's my dilemma, all right? So I went in there today and I ordered one of the sweet potato spuds. It's something different. I haven't been there for a while. And then Gene, the owner, happened to be there.
Not just watching on the cameras.
He happened to be there. And this is actually what happened. He happened to be there. And he said, have you still got your 100 free spud card? And I said, no, I might have lost it. And then he did a fist pump and said, yeah, because I've lost the card. So he doesn't feel like he has to give me any more free spuds.
What? So even though, Even though he issued the card, there's not another one in the world.
I don't believe there's another one in the world.
There's not another one of you.
It's like he just won the grand final when I told him I'd lost my card.
So that he's not honouring it.
He jumped for joy at the fact that I'd lost that card.
Do you know what else is really weird? Tom noticed that when he went in there and had to buy a potato the other day that they were playing this song.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back all the spuds that I gave you. Who's they?
It's bizarre, isn't it? I mean, you weren't even in the store at the time.
I wasn't in the store. No. Maybe one of these people stole the card off me. I don't know.
We're coming back in 2019.